on 666 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app. You're with Dan Borscher on ABC Radio Canberra.
We're going to turn our attention now to the Centrelink debt recovery system. It's been one that's caused great divide in the community. And I'm joined by Susan Hellier, the ACT Council of Social Services Director. Good morning, Susan. You've written to Liberal Senator Zed Seselja seeking his support to suspend the program while issues are resolved. What do you make of the news, the reports that we've seen now that the government seems at least to be looking towards reforming this system?
Look, it's good that the government has recognised there are significant problems with both the information flow to Centrelink income support recipients and the capacity for people to access information about the debt recovery and to raise disputes with Centrelink. That's a good thing. But it's not enough. We need to see them take a much more respectful, transparent approach to asking people for information, for alerting them to a possible problem, and that the onus of proof is on Centrelink to prove there's a problem rather than people to prove what did or didn't happen, often quite a long time ago at a very different stage in their lives when there was when their circumstances were very different.
So are those what you see as the key problems of this system or perhaps this policy process that we've seen?
Yeah, look, I think the policy process doesn't seem to recognise that there are enormous numbers of people coming in and out of the labour market all the time. That's actually the labour market we sought, which is a more flexible labour market. You know, employers and government have pushed for labour market reform, for people to be working much more flexibly, more casual hours, more temporary work. And what that does is it means it's even more complicated to deal with both the income support and the tax system, because they're assuming people are in the same job for 12 months at a time and earning the same amount of money across those whole 12 months. So we really need that public administration to catch up with actually the way people's working lives are.
Susan Hellier, what do you make of the news that the department's been directed to simplify the language of the letters? And in addition to that, what do you want Senator Seselja to do?
Yeah, look, we think a much more clear and transparent and communication with people is critical, so it's good to see that the government is directing for that to happen. Basically, the welfare rights movement in Australia had to put together an information pack for people because the stuff coming out of Centrelink wasn't helpful to their customers. So it's good to see the government is saying we've got to do a better job on that.
And what do you think?
And what we want to get from Senator Seselja is some more detailed information about exactly how this is playing out in our community. Back in December, the Australian Council of Social Service wrote to Minister Tudge and said there were significant problems with this program, seeking the kind of information we're seeking as well, and saying this program needed to be suspended until some problems were fixed. We haven't heard back from Minister Tudge to that letter, so we've now written to our local member of the government to say how many people in the ACT have been sent a letter.
I'm Dan Borscher, and this is ABC Radio. And my guest is Susan Hellier, the ACT Council of Social Services Director. Susan Hellier, a new poll commissioned by the political lobby group GetUp shows 50% of respondents say they're less likely to vote for the coalition as a result of errors in Centrelink's debt recovery system. Did that poll surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me, because I think what perhaps the government doesn't understand, but the community knows very well, is many people come in and out of the Centrelink system, particularly the employment support, the family tax benefit system, because, like I said before, we have a very flexible labour market. You know, people graduating from university can take up to 5 years to get a permanent job. They need to be able to go on to income support for the 2 and 3 and 6 months when they don't have work. And so it doesn't surprise me that more than 50% of the community think this is a problem and that they would lose faith in a government that operated like this, because, again, it demonstrates the government doesn't understand the world in which people are working, where there's often very casual engagement with the labour market, where people change employers often and where people have periods of time on income support between jobs.
And Susan Hellyer, in your media release that you sent out on Friday, it said the ACT Council of Social Services supports ACOS's calls for immediate suspension of the Centrelink debt recovery program until such a time that all issues can be rectified. Does that mean that you believe that there needs to be a process within Centrelink to be able to recover funds that have been given out in error, and that it's really just the process where it appears at least to be a blanket letter process at this stage?
Yeah, that is the issue. ACOS, when this was first announced back, I think it was almost 2 years ago now that this data matching was first announced, ACOS and the Councils of Social Service around Australia say we don't have a problem with the government recouping real debts from people, but it needs to be, the onus of proof needs to be on Centrelink that the debt exists. There needs to be due process for people to be able to question that debt and, if need be, seek background information to dispute the debt. And the third thing is there needs to be a duty of care to the Centrelink customers. I mean, a private credit firm wouldn't get away with this kind of behaviour, and Centrelink oughtn't to get away with it either. So it's not that we're against the government recouping debts from people who've been overpaid, but because, you know, that will happen. But the process has been very disrespectful, very harmful, and it lacks integrity in its public administration, and those things need to be fixed.
Susan Hellyer, thank you for your time. The ACT Council of Social Services Director there speaking with me about these issues that have been discussed around the Centrelink debt recovery program. And we've seen many, many news stories over the last week or so about people who have received those letters saying that they owe many thousands of dollars. I'm Dan Borsha, and this is ABC Radio.